This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited General Pool Residential Accommodation GPRA Type 5 quarters in Sarojini Nagar of New Delhi and handed over the keys to women allottees. On the occasion, he interacted with the Shramjeevi workers. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple projects worth 15,200 crore rupees under the GPRA redevelopment plan, spread across key locations such as Sarojini Nagar, Netaji Nagar, Kasturba Nagar and Srinivaspuri. These projects are part of the government's ambitious program to modernize GPRA colonies and create world-class infrastructure for government employees and administrative offices. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth around 18,300 crore rupees. He will inaugurate two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. These include the Majlis Park Mauchpur Babarpur Pink Line corridor of around 12.3 kilometers and the Dipali Chowk Majlis Park Magenta Line corridor of around 9.9 kilometers. International Women's Day is being observed today. The theme this year is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. It highlights the need to strengthen women's rights, ensuring access to justice and accelerating action towards gender equality worldwide. To mark the occasion, various programs are being organized across the country. In New Delhi, President Draupadi Murmu will join International Women's Day celebrations at Manekshaw Center. The Ministry of Women and Child Development organized a women-led Shakti Walk in New Delhi on this occasion. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi, Minister of State Savitri Thakur and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, among others, participated in the walk. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has registered a case against industrialist Anil Ambani and others in a bank loan fraud case. The case was filed on the complaint of a Punjab National Bank manager. According to the complaint, between 2013 and 2017, Anil Ambani, along with others, allegedly defrauded the bank of over 1,000 crore rupees. Punjab National Bank has alleged that the company diverted funds taken from the bank to other undisclosed locations. Rapper-turned-politician Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, is all set to form the next government in Nepal after securing a landslide victory in parliamentary elections and decimating the established parties. Popularly known as Balin, 35-year-old prime ministerial candidate of the RSP, defeated four-time Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli of CPN-UML by a margin of nearly 50,000 votes. Balin will be the first Madhesi Prime Minister of the Himalayan nation and also the youngest to occupy the top post in the country's parliamentary history. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel will continue its military actions against Iran until all its objectives are achieved. In a video message shared on the social media, he said Israel is in the middle of a critical campaign for its existence and that the country will keep acting with strength and determination against its enemies. He added that Israel's success would remove the nuclear threat to the world and could also lead to peace between Israel and Iran while expanding the circle of peace in the region. Israel Defense Forces said it carried out strikes on two major ballistic missile production sites in Parchin and Shahrud. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it struck the Haifa oil refinery with Khyber Shaykhun missiles. Earlier, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said neighboring countries would no longer be targeted unless attacks originate from their territory and apologized for the recent strikes. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7 in the evening. This will be the Indian team's fourth appearance in a T20 World Cup final as they aim for a record-breaking third title. New Zealand, on the other hand, will be playing the second final as they chase their maiden trophy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.